All right, so I've been wanting to talk to you about this for a while now. Ever since I follow Cardi B, of course, on Instagram, and she's having another meltdown on social media. She's just like me. She goes from 0 to 60 in like a millisecond. Like, you can piss off Cardi B so easily. Today, she's clapping back at anybody who's been, can I say clapping back? She is. And anybody who's been saying that she's paying for radio airplay, especially for her new song, Up. Have you heard this?
No.
And it's up, and it's up, and it's up, and it's up. It's number one. You can't miss it. And I mean, I listen to the stations that play it. So, of course, they play it every three songs. So, it's like I go to bed at night, and I'm laying there going, and it's up when it's up.
Sticks in your head, yeah.
Yeah. So, here's what she wrote on Instagram. She said, I'm just going to read exactly how she wrote it because, you know, it's in Cardi B speak. It's sad that when I win, people got to scramble with lies for my success. Like they ain't saw everybody, people coming out, Amazon trucks and ambulances dancing my S word. Meaning, in case you don't understand what she's saying, she's like, people love my music. Like literally everybody is dancing to it. It's not like I'm paying for radio airplay and like five people listen to it. Like everyone loves it. She says, they love to run with that payola to make them feel better. Mind you, I didn't debut at number one because of my low radio play, and WAP barely made radio because it was so explicit, yet still made number one. I think number one is the end of that sentence. Look at my radio airplay compared to other artists' spins. So she put up a chart. Maybe you'd recognize this chart. I don't know where she got it from, but I know based on Billboard that her songs are doing really well. And in giant letters, she wrote, when you start winning, the story starts spinning. I'ma address all the hate on my album, though wait on it. Sorry I didn't read that in a cooler way, but I'm not Cardi B.
She did it much better.
Yeah, I can't. Sorry, you know, dumb white girl. I can't bring real justice to the passion she was feeling when she wrote that. But the bottom line is, you know, she was mad that people are like, stop saying that I'm pay for play. Like, I'm Cardi B. Like, people know me and my music is my music. So I thought, interesting, because we have somebody right here who...
The monkey?
No, I'm pointing... the other monkey. Who works for her record label, who worked for her record label back in the day. And I thought, maybe you can address this. You don't work for the record label anymore, so maybe you could be a little more honest and tell us exactly what goes on when it comes to music like Cardi's.
Complete lie.
Wow.
Complete lie. Maybe she doesn't know, but she needs to ask somebody. You know, there's only like a handful of people in the world that know what gets put into the chicken McNuggets. And I was one of those guys. I mean, that was my job, was to get radio play. So here's how I break it down for you. Radio stations, big market stations, let's say markets in the top 20 markets. They really only play songs on the top 20 chart.
Right.
So a chart comes out every week and we look at it and we go, okay, which songs are in the top 20 this week? Which songs am I not playing as a radio station? So I was working at a rock station before this, and this is how rock breaks out. So this is easier for me to explain it to you with rock.
Okay.
So anything under number 20, I wouldn't play unless it was a big band like AC/DC that was coming out with a new song, or Foo Fighters. Then I would play it out of the box. But if it's a new band like 0936, I got no idea who that is. I'm going to wait till they break into the charts.
Okay.
To play them. You know, I don't want to be the radio station that breaks bands. That's how radio stations lose.
Right. In fact, when I was at Z100, I remember Cubby was the music director, and I was a kid learning about radio. And I said to him, you know, when I first started out, I was at LIR on Long Island, and they would bring these bands in all the time, and they'd be the first to play these songs. And then later they'd be hits. Like, why don't you guys do that? Why don't you bring in, you know, introduce new music? He said, because you don't become Z100. For breaking new bands. We're here to play the hits. We play something that someone, let someone else break it. We play the hits.
when you're listening, even now when you're listening to a station and a song comes on that you don't know, you're flipping away from it. You're like, I don't know what that is. I'm going to find
it. You don't know the song, right? 1975. What band is this? I don't even know this song.
I don't know the song. I'm flipping it. I'm going somewhere else that I know the song. So you really, as a station, unless you're in a small market, if you're in market 100, you can break bands all day long because there's not that many listeners and you can do that. Right. So there is a number of radio stations in the country that are, quote, BDS radio stations. Mm-hmm. So how you get on the charts is how many radio airplay spins you get.
Okay. And the BDS stations are the ones that their airplay matters.
Right. So if you're working at a BDS station, you know it. It's a top station.
So if you're Cardi B, that would be like a Power 105.
Anything in market 40 and above, probably.
Oh, okay.
There's stations that are BDS stations. And there's stations in New York that aren't BDS stations because they don't break music. They don't play new music. There's just really no reason. But they kind of still are BDS stations. It's weird. But the smaller markets, sometimes they are. So you can get a station in a market 100 that is a BDS radio stations, and that's the one you want.
So the one that's a small market, but their spins matter in the world of radio.
The
world of music.
They matter as much as Z100.
Okay, got it.
So what my job was to be a buddy to those guys and get them to play, you know, the Bad Flower when it came out. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, will you play this song? So what happens is they will play the song 5 times a week. So then that song, it doesn't get on the chart until it hits, like right now, the top 20 chart in rock is 637 spins.
Okay.
So once a song reaches 637 spins, and that could be all small market stations, but at least it's on the chart. And that way I can get an ad in New York because they'll say, hey, that song is top 20. Maybe we should play it. Get it so far?
Got it. Yes.
So back in the day, there was there's a computer in every market that listens to radio stations. It's kind of like Shazam. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So when that Shazam computer hears that song, it goes, there's a spin. There's a spin. So that's how the chart gets built.
Got it. Okay.
Is that computer says, okay, Black Veil Brides, one spin on that station. Then it sees it again, another spin. So then that goes to the chart. So what I would do, and this is really how you make the chicken nuggets, is I would find those stations in small markets that had BDS. I would buy commercials on that station. So what I would do, I would say, on sale now, the new Cardi B album, and I would put her new song in that commercial.
Right.
Get it?
Yes.
So there's, 5 hours in the overnights, 2 stop sets an hour, that's 10 spins.
Wait, so the commercials count as a spin? So if a song is being played during a commercial, that's a spin?
If you get the right placement of the song that has that tone in it.
Oh.
And we had a guy who would swear he knew where that beep was in that song. So he would make commercials with that. Right now, the new Cardi B on sale now, and he would play that song in that commercial. So the radio stations like it because you're buying commercials from them.
Mm-hmm.
So I can buy 50 spins a week on one station.
So you're not physically handing them money and saying, here, dude, play this song for me. Instead, you're doing it the legal, because that's payola. That's illegal. Right. So you're doing it the legal way where you're buying airtime, which is legal, and you're playing the song that you want to promote, that you'd like to see move up the charts.
So if I bought 10 small market radio stations, just overnight commercials, which a radio station will sell you overnight commercials for $5. So I'm going to spend $2,000 on this artist, but I'm going to get it in the top 20 without zero airplay.
Oh, I see.
So there are bands right now that you know The only reason why they got on the charts is we bought them. We bought every spin. The artist didn't know that.
Right.
The artist, my song is top 20. No, your song is top 20 because we spent $50,000 on it. But if you sign a Cardi B, you got $2 million in her. So an extra $50,000 to get airplay to get on the charts is nothing.
And to make your money back, because her selling music, not only music, but merchandise and touring and all the stuff that makes you money is more likely to happen. You'll bring in more ticket sales.
But when you first go to radio with Cardi B, you don't know who she is. The radio station, the audience doesn't know who she is. The stations don't know who she is. She's a brand new artist.
Right.
So you're buying spins to get it up the chart.
But she just thinks that she came out with a song and she was a genius. And everyone was like, whoa, what a genius. Let's play Bodak Yellow.
No, it's because they bought spins on that station. Right. They bought commercials in the overnight on market 120 to get on the charts.
Wow.
And I would pay for spins, too. If you take my song and put it, because there are stations that play songs 150 times a week. So if you say, will you move my song into heavy rotation, I'll give you a trip to Hawaii to give away on the air.
So wait a second. So a lot of the artists that we really love that feel like they're amazing and they were discovered or they suddenly got play, they didn't suddenly get play. They were being played at these smaller stations first to convince the bigger stations.
Right.
Like, okay, I see.
And you see it going up the chart and you go, as a rock station, well, who the hell is this Greta Van Fleet? I've never heard of them, but they're making the charts. Maybe I should listen to the song. Maybe I should add it. So wow. It only takes 600 spins to break a rock band. So at $5 a spin, how much is that? $3,000?
Isn't there anybody that did come out with a song that they're willing to play immediately on the big stations? There have to be. I mean, there's a famous story. Yeah, well, there's a very famous story that I'm going to forget her name now because she hasn't had music. A skater boy.
Avril Lavigne,
thank you. So there's a very famous story that Avril Lavigne, her record label, I think it was like Mercury or something, was trying to work her and trying to get people to play her. Nobody would. And there was one day that the program director at Z100, Tom Pullman, was sitting around. He was just looking for something interesting and different and new because it was the same type of music. It was during the whole boy band thing. And he was just looking for something else. And he picked up. And they'd already like listened to it and thrown it in this bin. And he was like, well, let me check out some of the stuff. He picked up Avril Lavigne. He listened to Skater Boy. And he was like, you know what? I'm adding this. And he called the label. He said, what are you doing with Avril Lavigne? They said, we tried. We couldn't make her happen. Nothing. We're killing it. He's like, well, I'm adding it Monday to make a decision. Like decide on something.
Yeah, that happened really, four times in history.
Oh, I see.
Okay. You know, you get an ad sheet every week and you probably add 10 bands. So that happens once a blue moon. I mean, nobody's stepping out on music anymore. That was 10 years ago. Nobody now is stepping out on music. There's no reason to.
That was more than 10 years ago.
I mean, right.
Avril Lavigne, that was a really long time ago.
And if your name is Tom Pullman, you can step out on a song. Now you can't. I mean, it doesn't matter what station you're programming. No corporate station is going to let you jump out on a record.
Wow.
So that's how for $3,000 I can break a rock band, put them on the rock chart. It's like the band Plush that we had. They're number three in the country. They got 800 spins. That would cost $4,000.
Right.
So if your record company put $4,000 in a band, you're going to break them. So
you think that's what happened with Cardi B?
It's exactly what happened.
People know that they're accusing her of payola. She clearly doesn't know. She doesn't know this is what's going on. She doesn't really understand.
No.
No one really knows this.
No, and payola really doesn't exist anymore like it used to 20 years ago when I was doing it. Now it's really hard to get away with. But you have to go through the corporate PD and get the song added to stations. It's not the same anymore.